Hello. Welcome to another episode of Everyday English Idioms with Eloquence. It's interesting, isn't it, how the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, has caused some patterns of behaviour to be replicated across the globe. At the time of recording, some countries feel in control of the situation, whilst other countries are still battling with the virus. Yet, sitting at my desk and working with people from around the world, I've been able to watch certain patterns of behaviour occur in different countries at the different stages of dealing with the virus. For example, stockpiling. I watched it happen in Hong Kong, then in South Korea, and then in Europe. Then there was the gradual acceptance of the need to wear masks in public spaces. Again, first in Asia, then gradually across Europe, then North America, South America, and Africa. Whilst there seems to be a general trend in behavioural patterns of different populations, with varying levels of compliance with lockdown restrictions, there is one thing that is a key feature of our reaction to the restrictions caused by the pandemic, and that is the need to let off steam. What does the idiom let off steam mean? Well, it can mean two different responses to the feeling of being trapped, whether that be trapped indoors or feeling trapped in a difficult situation at work, or even feeling overwhelmed by a long period of study. One response is the need to do something very energetic, whether that be to go for a run, play a hard game of squash, or go crazy at a party, and so on. The other response is to lose our self-control in a difficult situation due to excessive stress and find ourselves shouting at somebody or behaving in an aggressive manner. Here are some examples of how we can use this idiom. The children have been trapped inside the apartment for 3 months. I need to take them to the park so they can let off some steam. Oh, it feels so good to be able to go for a run and let off steam. The students celebrated the end of their exams with a raucous party. Clearly, they felt the need to let off some steam. By the way, if the word raucous is a new word for you, it means noisy, loud, and rather uncontrolled. It was rather uncomfortable at work today. The boss was shouting at everybody. But I know it's been difficult lately and very stressful, so he was probably just letting off steam. The government understands that people need to let off steam after lockdown restrictions are lifted, but social distancing and mask wearing in public spaces is still important in the fight against the virus. So there we are, a few examples of how we can use this idiom. I'm sure you'll soon find an appropriate situation in which you can use this idiom yourself. By the way, you may hear some people say blow off steam instead of let off steam. It means the same thing. When we do something to let off steam, we're trying to reduce our stress levels or to release excess energy. I hope that wherever you are in the world, you have somewhere where you can go or something positive that you can do to let off steam. It's important. Thank you for listening. As always, I wish you all the very best. Stay safe and stay positive.